Pleased to be joined on the line right now by Chris Forkington, who in the federal election tonight has been reelected once again as the Member of Parliament for Grand Prairie. I guess, first of all, sir, why don't you just kind of get your thoughts on being reelected here once again?
Well, it's always a privilege to have the support of our community. I often say that it's a privilege to have a community that works so hard and really, you know, the people that I get to represent in Ottawa are I tell folks in Ottawa the best people in the country. And so for them to now return me to be their representative in Ottawa is really an honor. You know, these, you know, people that live in the Peace Country, the people that I, my neighbors and my friends and my family truly are the hardest working, the most dedicated and committed folks, and for them to send me as their representative is truly an honor.
Now, and going around the region for the past few weeks or so during the course of this campaign, what do you think has been the biggest message that you've gotten from the locals about what this election was really all about here?
Well, this was definitely a change election here in the Peace Country. Folks wanted to send a message, a clear message to the government. But it was time to end their tax and spend ways, to quit attacking the freedoms of Peace Country residents and Canadians across this country. It was a message of ensuring that there would be opportunity for the next generation, opportunities that so many folks here in the Peace Country believe that have been eroded by the current government. And that's the message that I'm going to be taking back to Ottawa. I'm going to continue to fight for opportunity and prosperity and a future for our kids, one that involves, you know, the necessities of supporting the industries that really are paramount here in the Peace Country, including agriculture, forestry, and the oil and gas sector, as well as all the rest of the folks that work within industries that drive our local economy.
As for what we're seeing elsewhere in the country, it appears right now that it'll be a minority government for the Liberals, although closer in terms of number of the seats between the Liberals and the Conservatives, so probably a bit more of a precarious hold on power for them there. What do you guess kind of your thoughts on kind of what we're seeing elsewhere in the country this evening?
Well, I think that what we're seeing across the country is a real clear message that's being sent to the government that they want change. Obviously, we see a collapse of the NDP in the Bloc, which makes this a very, very tight election campaign. But frankly, you know, what we do see tonight is a better support for the Conservative Party than we have seen in decades. Just to give you a kind of a perspective, the popular vote that the Conservative Party got tonight is a couple percentages higher than when Harper won his majority government. So just giving you a sense as to how strong the support is, not only here in Western provinces, but really in provinces across this country, all the way from the Atlantic through Ontario, all the way to British Columbia. And we're seeing incredible results on the island, Vancouver Island as well.
Now, as for when the, Parliament gets going again after this election has been sorted out, what, I guess, is going to be kind of some of your big priorities going forward in that aspect?
Well, we're going to definitely make sure that the voices of Peace Country residents are heard loud and clear. We're going to continue to fight for less taxes, less spending, out of control, deficit spending by this and less attacks on the folks that live within the Peace Country, the industries that are so important to our region, as well as the freedoms that Peace Country residents deserve. Obviously, this government has been an interventionist government. The claims that Mark Carney has made over the last number of weeks, I believe, will ring hollow as they return to Parliament with the same ministers, the same policies, and the same beliefs that they left. But I think it'll be a challenging wake up call for a lot of people that voted for the Liberals that are now going to learn that Mark Carney is probably not a lot different than Justin Trudeau.
There've been a lot of interesting things to watch going forward. Chris Forkington, once again, the Member of Parliament for Grand Prairie. Thanks for joining us here this evening.
Thanks so much for chatting.